This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
No surprises in New York. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Wednesday, April 20th. Glad you could be with us. And here's what's up this hour.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump triumphed in his home state in last night's primary, while Democrat Hillary Clinton stopped the momentum of Bernie Sanders.
No rest for the weary in natural disasters. Another earthquake in Ecuador this morning and more rain in Houston on top of flooding that's killed seven people.
The job axe is falling at Intel with revenue down. The big chip maker's cutting 11% of its workforce. That translates into 12,000 layoffs.
And figuring out if you're on track for retirement.
It is very hard to calculate, which is why, you know, these sort of benchmarks, I mean, they're great to kind of tell you at a glance if you're on track or if you're not. But you really do want to dig into some of those details there and come up with a more personalized plan.
Kelly Grant at CNBC.com on age and income benchmarks to check your path to retirement. She's here in about 20 minutes. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says victory is now in sight after she easily captured the New York primary over Senator Bernie Sanders. The former Secretary of State, who represented New York for 8 years as a U.S. senator, choked off one of the few remaining chances for Mr. Sanders to slow her move toward the nomination.
Tomorrow, it's on to Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and beyond.
Mr. Sanders, the Vermont senator, had campaigned hard in what became a sharp-edged fight for the state, delivering his call for a political revolution to thousands of people who crowded a series of outdoor rallies. Mrs. Clinton has won most of the large, diverse states, and even though Mr. Sanders had won 8 of the last 9 contests, it's done little to cut into the growing delegate deficit. Meanwhile, the Sanders campaign has indicated it will continue to criticize Mrs. Clinton as long as she keeps up her critiques of him. We don't have much of a race anymore. That was businessman Donald Trump's assessment during his victory speech after last night's resounding win in the New York presidential primary. The Republican frontrunner cleared the 50% threshold to win all statewide delegates, plus almost all of the delegates awarded in New York's 27 congressional districts. That would give him about 90 of the 95 available delegates.
We're close to 70%, and we're going to end at a very high level and get a lot more delegates than anybody projected, even in their wildest imagination.
Ohio Governor John Kasich finished second. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who had largely conceded New York since it was Mr. Trump's home state, can no longer get the needed 1,237 delegates to clinch the nomination. Best he can do is win enough delegates to keep Mr. Trump from getting to that number, forcing a contested convention. Up next, 5 East Coast states next Tuesday seen as favorable to Mr. Trump: Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Let's get some analysis now from Derek Belinsky, morning news anchor at our affiliate in Western New York, AM 1480 WLEA in Hornell. He's with us live this morning. Derek, give us kind of the broad takeaways from the New York primary where you are.
Well, I guess, you know, it was a large voter turnout, and obviously that was across the state. Just some numbers that we kind of picked up last night here in Steuben County, where Hornell is located. Trump was a 54-24% winner over Kasich, and Sanders was a 60-39% winner over Clinton, just in our county here.
Yeah, so Mr. Sanders did well, right, I guess, in spots in Western New York, kind of far away from New York City, although that's where roughly, I think, 70% of the votes were.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, also something interesting that I saw was, and I guess it was to be expected as well, Hillary took 71% of the female vote here in Steuben County.
Jeez. So what was the Sanders message, you think, that was resonating, Derek?
I'm not quite sure. I think, you know, he touched the younger voters for some reason, and I'm not sure what his appeal to the 18 to 29 vote was.
Free college, for one. That promise, I think, probably played. I heard, too,
there you go. That could be one reason, yes.
Donald Trump, too, when he was in Northern and Western New York, talked a lot about manufacturing, right? I think that was one of his key driving points. Is that an issue where you are, the manufacturing jobs?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Alstom is one of the bigger companies here, and they've suffered a lot of layoffs over the past, you know, just 2 to 3 years.
So at this point, do you get any sense that we are any closer to a John Kasich leaving the race based on what you've heard in Western New York?
I would say no. And, you know, I think just by the numbers and what I paid to attention last night, a lot of CNN, a lot of Fox News. One interesting thing I did see, though, that, you know, even though Trump had a landslide victory, you know, nearly 4 out of the 10 Republican voters here in New York State were afraid or scared of a Trump presidency. That was quite interesting on my end anyway.
That is interesting. And so when it comes to, say, local races, did they follow along as well with the candidates who won? I mean, at the top of the ticket, the presidential race?
I'm not quite sure on that one. And I obviously a lot of the exit polls, we weren't able to conduct our own. A lot of them were done, you know, nationally by those, you know, CNN and Fox News. So I'm not quite sure on that question.
Would you say that, though, the voter turnout, did it match kind of what we're seeing in other places? Was there a lot of energy and enthusiasm, say, on the Republican side at least?
Oh, absolutely. And you could just tell, you know, by the Hornell High School, which is where two of our districts vote, or our wards, I guess, is a better way to put it. You know, the parking lots were overflowed all day, and that's more than normal just for your average high school day, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. Very good. Hey, thanks for a few minutes this morning, Derek. Much appreciated. Derek Bielinski, morning news anchor at our affiliate in Western New York. That's AM 1480 WLEA in Hornell. Now, Hornell, I think, is about, 70 miles or so south of Rochester. It's about 90 miles southeast of Buffalo and roughly a two-hour drive southwest from Syracuse, way out there in Western New York. 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Give your employees the power to do their best work. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance by updating to the most secure, manageable, and reliable Dell Latitude business class laptops and 2-in-1s with the latest Intel Core processors. Give your employees the power to do their best work. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
Hey, glad you're with us. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. If you like cynicism and sarcasm, plenty of that if you follow me directly @GordonDeal. Parts of Houston are starting to recover from deadly flooding, but with more rain in the forecast, some residents believe the worst may be yet to come. One big problem, Cypress Creek, which is located in northwest Houston, keeps rising and still has not crested. The area could get another 1 to 3 inches of rain over the next couple of days. Compounding things, Houston is mostly flat, so floodwaters don't recede quickly. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the city will offer shuttle service to evacuees staying in shelters so they can return home and at least pick up any belongings that may be salvageable.
I certainly appreciate the support of the Red Cross and them pitching in and helping out. And we're going to do our very best to meet the needs of every Houstonian that is finds him or herself in a stressful situation.
The catastrophic flooding has killed 7 people, flooded 1,000 homes, and caused already more than $5 billion in damage. Emergency crews have made more than 1,200 high water rescues as some residents swam out of their homes. The Houston area community of Hockley got hit with 17 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. CNN says that's more rain than Salt Lake City gets in a year. It's 20 minutes after the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Hillary Clinton emerged from New York's presidential primary closer to clinching the Democratic nomination and becoming the first woman to reach that milestone.
To all the people who supported Senator Sanders, I believe there is much more that unites us than divides us.
Republican Donald Trump strengthened his own path to the general election with a commanding victory.
We're close to 70%, and we're going to end at a very high level and get a lot more delegates than anybody projected, even in their wildest imagination.
The frontrunners now hope to replicate their strong showings in New York in the cluster of northeastern states. Next up on the primary calendar, Clinton is scheduled to spend today campaigning in Pennsylvania, while Trump has rallies planned in Maryland and Indiana. A man charged in freeway shootings that rattled Phoenix last year has been released from jail amid questions about the evidence that authorities say link him to the crimes. The release of Leslie Mera Jr. came after a judge reduced his bond to zero and said he can return to his home under electronic monitoring. Merritt's defense lawyers contend that ballistic tests cast doubt on the claim by authorities that Merritt was behind 4 of the freeway shootings. Utah has become the first state to declare pornography a public health risk, and a move its governor says is to protect families and young people. The bill, sponsored by the state senator Todd Wheeler, doesn't ban pornography, but calls for greater efforts to prevent pornography exposure and addiction.
If a library or McDonald's or anyone else was giving out cigarettes to our children, we would be picketing them. And yet, our children are accessing pornography on their tablets at these sites, and we seem to be okay with that.
One group representing the adult entertainment industry calls it an old-fashioned morals bill. And in entertainment news, the Michael half of Live with Kelly and Michael is pulling himself out of the game. Michael Strahan leaving the daily talk show he hosts with Kelly Ripa to work full-time on ABC's Good Morning America. Strahan replaced Regis Philbin as Ripa's co-host in 2012.
Dum, 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 dum. Wow. So this, I was reading, too, that it's possible they could get rid of Live now and stretch Good Morning America to 3 hours, possibly.
Maybe that's what's behind this.
Oh, man.
Except Kelly Ripa is very popular.
I mean, what TV combo is more likable than those two?
Yeah, they're great. He's done a great job with that show.
They just seem like they're two of the nicest, kindest, generous, funny people going on TV. Thank you, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. With the recent bounce back in the stock market, you may be feeling better about your retirement savings, but are you on track to actually retire? Kelly Grant at CNBC.com says savings benchmarks based on age and income can offer a quick assessment, but you shouldn't entirely base your plan on them. Kelly, what do we have here?
When you are looking at are you on track for saving for retirement, there are often a lot of resources out there that people will come across. These sort of benchmark ideas that, well, if you're age 30 and you make $50,000, you need to have, 0.4 times your salary saved for retirement. And by the time you're 65 and ready to retire, you need 12 times your salary. Those sorts of things that would really quickly tell you at a glance, assuming your retirement account's balances and your age and your income, are you kind of where you need to be?
Yeah. It's tricky to factor, because I know sometimes you're supposed to figure out, well, just count on 80% of what you're spending now that you'll need every month or something like that, right? But it's hard to calculate that stuff.
It is very hard to calculate, which is why, these sort of benchmarks, they're great to kind of tell you at a glance if you're on track or if you're not, but you really do want to dig into some of those details there and come up with a more personalized plan, because in the end, a lot of these rules of thumb are just that. It's not going to be one size fits all. You need to think about things a little more personally based on, what's your age, what's your income, when do you want to retire, how much money do you think you're going to need at retirement. A lot of those things are very, very personal numbers, yeah. And it can shift dramatically how much you need.
All right. We're speaking with Kelly Grant, consumer reporter at CNBC.com. Her story is entitled, Are You on Track for Retirement? Looking at these different age and income brackets. So give us a sense of what we might think about considering here.
Well, one of the big ones is, you know, what do you expect that you're going to be spending in retirement? You hear a lot of cases about, you know, healthcare costs, and that can certainly bump up what it is that you think you're going to need. But if you really take a look at your budget now, you know, there's a lot of things that also go away in terms of expenses after you retire. That's everything from all of that money that's going toward your 401k contributions right now, you know, down to things like, you know, maybe by then you'll have paid off your mortgage, or you're not going to be, you know, fielding money for student loans or college costs for your child. You know, there's going to be some shift in there in terms of expenses.
Right. All right. What else should be out there?
Well, you know, if you are looking at these sorts of benchmarks, you know, to kind of look at some of the assessments that they're making in these assumptions, you know, are you going to be, you know, necessarily spending about what you make now? You know, how much are they thinking that you're going to be able to save every year in terms of, you know, maybe able to meet these contributions? You really want to look at, you know, what your own savings rate is going to be. Most people we know are not saving enough for retirement. So if you feel like you're falling short on that, that's one thing you can maybe more easily shift than some of these other factors, like how well your investments do.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Grant at CNBC.com. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly, too, on Twitter at Gordon Deal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Mailing your letters and packages has just gotten a lot easier thanks to Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can mail and ship anything, anywhere, using just your computer and printer. No more trips to the post office, and it's so easy. Anyone can do it. Just click, print, and mail. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk. Stamps.com does all the work for you. They'll even give you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail. And setup is easy, too. In minutes, you'll be printing your very own postage. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in DEAL. That's Stamps.com and enter the code DEAL.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for spending time with us on this Wednesday, April 20th. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Trump and Clinton take New York. 500 dead now from the Ecuador earthquake and reports today of another earthquake off the coast. 7 dead from Houston flooding with more rain on the way. New guidelines say Botox injections are more effective than medications for treating migraines and with less side effects. Mitsubishi says its employees falsified fuel economy data on 625,000 vehicles. And predicting who dies next on Game of Thrones. That story in about 20 minutes. Well, voters have gone to the polls in droves during the Republican primaries, putting turnout on a record pace. Yet the decision about who will be the ultimate presidential nominee is increasingly likely to rest with fewer than 2,500 party insiders. It's a story from Wall Street Journal political editor Aaron Zitner. Aaron, explain.
This election cycle has raised some fundamental questions about how we pick our nominees in either party. It's particularly acute on the Republican side. What I'm pointing to is engagement is just through the roof on the Republican side. Turnout in the primaries and caucuses so far, by our tally, is up 57%. We know that the Republican debates and even the Democratic debates have broken records for viewership. And states that have millions and millions of people that in the past have not been part of the process in a prominent way. I'm thinking of New York and California, which votes on June 7. This time around, millions of voters in those states are going to have a rare chance to be arbiters of the outcome. And what is happening? Millions of people are participating, and yet, on the Republican side, the final decision increasingly looks like it will come down not to the voters, but to fewer than 2,500 political insiders who are the delegates to the national convention. And there's a tension there between greater participation and all these voters coming out and the fact that the parties have retained levers of power for insiders and activists.
Yeah, well, that's the accusation, right? And as you say, this has put GOP leaders in a historic and potentially explosive bind. Explain that.
Yeah, explosive because here for months, Republican leaders have been cheering all this increase in voter turnout and saying that they have this great field of candidates. And it has been quite a thing for the party to see more and more people to come out in the primaries. It's just hard to reconcile that with the idea that if no candidate gets a majority, and democracies work on majorities and their reason for these rules, but if no candidate goes into the convention with a majority, then a set of arcane rules over how delegates are picked and for how long they're bound comes into play, which could take the nomination away from Donald Trump, who's gotten the most votes, nearly 2 million more votes than Ted Cruz right now, and either give it to Mr. Cruz or give it to someone who hasn't even run in the primaries. And we can talk about why those rules exist, but in an era of increasing public participation and attention to the primary process, to have it ultimately come down to these rules and delegates could leave a lot of people feeling sour and leave the party divided.
All right. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal national politics editor Aaron Zitner. His piece is called Fight Over Delegate Rules Escalates for Both Parties. Set the scene on the Democratic side, because I know there's tension there as well.
Well, yeah, it's most acute on the Republican side because we have this unusual circumstance where Donald Trump has gotten nearly 2 million more votes than Ted Cruz, but not a majority. And what do you do when you have a frontrunner who doesn't have a majority? But on the Democratic side, even though we could still be surprised, Pennsylvania could be tough for Hillary Clinton, but on the whole, it looks like she's on track to win a majority of delegates. The debate there has been over superdelegates, the party insiders and ex officio delegates to the convention who can back whoever they want. Their votes are not guided by what the outcome was in their home states, and they can change their minds at any time to go for Sanders or Clinton or anyone else. And the question arises on the Democratic side, why shouldn't the process be entirely driven by the will of the voters?
Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Zitner, Wall Street Journal national politics editor. It's 21 minutes before the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, you might remember the story we brought you a while back about the debut of an open-air urinal in a San Francisco park. The urinal was part of a $20 million renovation plan for Dolores Park and aimed at stopping people from urinating on walls, bushes, and sidewalks.
I sense an uh-oh here. Is this an update to this story?
Yes. Uh-huh. There is some new news, Gordon. Now a religious organization has sued the city of San Francisco to remove the structure, calling it unsanitary and indecent. The Associated Press reports that the Chinese Christian Union filed the civil complaint last week, saying that the urinal emanates offensive odors, has no hand-washing facilities, and due to its limited privacy, is offensive to manners and morals. The city attorney's office said in a statement that it will fight the litigation, pointing out that the 16-acre park is well known for its counterculture, immodest sunbathers, pot brownie vendors, spectacular city views, and famously irreverent hunky Jesus contest. In other words, this is not the worst thing you've probably seen today walking through that park.
That's a great summary.
So why'd you pick this out?
I think that's exactly right. And the Chinese Christian Union, I believe your theory of manners and morals, that mm-hmm. ship sailed some time ago. I'm pretty sure all those issues were brought up when this public urinal was proposed in the first place, right?
And this
is a quirky park, apparently.
Well, yeah, and again, it could be worse. Again, this was done to stop people from urinating on walls and going in bushes and stuff like that. This is supposed to be an improvement.
Right. Now, if there were odors emanating
yeah.
from the urinal, I assume they were much worse elsewhere when there was no place right. for this stuff to drain, perhaps.
Exactly. Do you have a better solution?
Okay, right.
I guess it would be the question at this
right.
point.
It's an excellent question.
And if you've ever left the movies, Gordon, thinking that you'd like to become Captain America, you better be prepared to sell your house, empty the 401k, and then some. According to a new infographic on the UK website Twizzle, the cost of becoming the greatest American hero comes in at a whopping $55 million, with most of that coming from his famous shield. Now, we know that the shield is made out of an iron and vibranium alloy and is virtually indestructible. Vibranium, as it turns out, is a completely fictional yet incredibly expensive material. As the infographic points out in issue 607 of the Fantastic Four, it was priced at $10,000 a gram.
Wow.
Considering Captain America's shield weighs in at about 12 pounds, that means it's worth a whopping $54 million all by itself. Throw in $500,000 for the Project Rebirth experiment that turned Steve Rogers into Captain America, $3,700 for the uniform, and his $7,500 Harley Davidson 750, and you can see why it often takes a lot of money yourself or government support to become a superhero.
If vibranium is that valuable,
yeah,
I think we need to kind of refocus a lot of the commercials we hear on radio these days about having gold or silver,
yeah,
you know, in your retirement account. Ooh, get some vibranium in there.
Vibranium futures are through the roof this morning, Gordon.
And I guess, by the way, if you can get your hands on that,
yeah,
you've really got something going, yeah, so since it's fictional.
You need to be a superhero to carry around a $54 million yeah. shield because nobody else will be able to protect it from thieves, right?
I like how you sort of hinted that there's a way to do it by selling your home or perhaps emptying your 401k.
And then
I don't know about you, but that'd be giving about $4 close to buying that $54 million shield.
That's a good start. Maybe yeah. you'd be able to buy the Harley Davidson at that
That's
point.
That's true. Okay, now we can empty the 401k.
You're right? on your way. Baby
a bike
steps.
And a uniform. Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
8 minutes now before the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton secured major victories in the New York primaries, putting them one major step closer to securing their party's nomination. Trump continues to rail against the GOP's process.
Nobody should take delegates and claim victory unless they get those delegates with voters and voting. And that's what's going to happen.
Meanwhile, since Democratic delegates are awarded proportionately, Clinton's New York victory won't push Bernie Sanders out of the race, but she's starting to taste victory.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch, and victory is in sight.
Clinton and Trump now head into a series of Northeast primaries where they should continue to perform well. The death toll from Saturday's devastating earthquake in Ecuador has risen above 500 and could increase by many more. Thousands of people have been left homeless, making them vulnerable to dirty drinking water and disease. More than 4,000 people were injured in the disaster, and another aftershock hit the country this morning. Former New York Police Department officer Peter Liang has been spared jail time for fatally shooting a Kai Gurley in a Brooklyn housing project, a sentence that's drawing anger from Gurley's friends and family. The state Supreme Court judge in Brooklyn ordered Liang to serve 5 years probation and 800 hours of community service. As many as three Michigan officials will face criminal charges today in connection with lead contamination in Flint's municipal water system. Charges are expected to be filed against two employees of the State Department of Environmental Quality and one who works for the city of Flint. Earth's record monthly heat streak has hit 11 months in a row, a record in itself. NOAA says March's average global temperatures of 54.9 degrees was not only the hottest March, but continues a record streak that started last May. The 11 heat records in a row smashes a streak of 10 straight months set in 1944. And Airbnb is adding recommendations to its online accommodation service, building on its knowledge of travelers' preferences coupled with tips from locals. The company says it wants to help travelers get off the beaten path by showing alternatives.
You use that before?
I have not, but my nieces and nephews love it.
Is that right?
Yes. Love it.
It's just in somebody else's home, right?
Yep. They've done it in the United States. They've done it in Europe.
Is that right?
Yeah. They've heard all great things about it.
Wow. Very good. Thank you, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Time now for a technology update, and it's brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, and banners to pens, magnets, and calendars. Trust Staples for prices every day. Low prices. Staples make more happen. Game of Thrones returns to HBO for season 6 this Sunday. Dying to know who gets killed off next? Over the course of 5 seasons, Game of Thrones has killed off over 61 characters. Now a computer science class at a university in Munich has created a website called A Song of Ice and Data to determine the fate of remaining key players. Time.com says using a series of machine learning algorithms, the students have figured out the likelihood of each character meeting their end in the next 10 episodes. According to the site, Tommen Baratheon has the worst odds of survival with a 97% chance of death on Game of Thrones. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Give your employees the power to do their best work. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance by updating to the most secure, manageable, and reliable Dell Latitude business class laptops and 2-in-1s with the latest Intel Core processors. Give your employees the power to do their best work. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.